First, it was 1968 when the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act became law. Among the first river systems identified for some type of federal protection was the St. Croix Waterway. The 255-mile waterway is comprised of the St. Croix between Wisconsin and Minnesota and one of its tributaries, the Namekagon, which flows through far northwestern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson helped lead the charge to protect the rivers. Here's a clip from the trailer for the new documentary, The Wild and Scenic St. Croix.
It was clear to anybody who was familiar with the river and its location and that close to a major metropolitan area that was continually growing, that if something wasn't done to protect the integrity of that, the shoreline of that river and the use of that river, that pretty soon it would be just another downtown city river like we've got dozens and dozens all over this country.
Now this year, 50 years later, officials are celebrating the efforts to preserve the riverway for generations to come. Our guest is urging people to take part in commemorative events this year, enjoy what the area has to offer, maybe even volunteer to protect the land, air, and water. Deb Ryan is Executive Director of the St. Croix River Association. Deb, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Before we get into the designation as a scenic waterway, what does the scenic riverway mean to you personally?
Oh, it's funny. I just came off the river, as a matter of fact. I was out all morning enjoying this wild and scenic river. So it's a wonderful place to relax. It's a wonderful place to play. And, boy, the scenery is just breathtaking.
Well, give us a little history lesson on what happened 50 years ago with the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. What was the goal?
Well, actually, there were several goals. The six major themes were preservation, public access, cooperation. Interestingly, it also became a national model. It took dogged determination to make it happen, and individuals were the heroes of the stories. So there are a lot of things that emerged as we look back at the history. It wasn't just one great thing that happened. There was this series of wonderful things that the public benefited from.
Why was the St. Croix seen as a riverway, not just was something that people appreciated, but that needed special protection and needed it right away?
It's really a vital wilderness with abundant habitat, fresh water, and spectacular beauty, but it's so close to a major metropolitan area that it was really in danger of changing. The character of that riverway could be very, very different today if we had not had the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act.
Well, you were out on the water today. You mentioned, paint us a picture. What kind of things do you see in late June?
Oh, in late June, I saw abundant flowers blooming. We're just coming off of high water, so we have a lot of really interesting changes in the river flow. The dynamics of the river changes. In the shallow spots, you can see one of 40 varieties of mussels lining the shoreway, and you can see otters laying on their back, cracking open those mussels and eating them. It's really amazing.
Let's break it down a little bit. The 100-mile-long Namekagon River, Naomi on Facebook writes, the Namekagon has been my home for 60 years. Glad it's protected. It's one of the cleanest rivers in the U.S. Talk about how clean these rivers are thanks to this protected status.
Well, we've got about a quarter-mile buffer along the shores of both the Namekagon and the St. Croix Rivers. And that buffer has provided just a wonderful a barrier between what could be a lot of pollution runoff like you'd see in some other urban or rural areas. A lot of farm runoff simply doesn't hit the river because we've got that beautiful buffer. But more importantly, it really acts as a sponge. So when we have that high water, the river is able to bounce back. It's very, very resilient. It also provides unbelievable habitat. So we have endangered mussels. We discovered the St. Croix snake-tailed dragonfly here. It was first discovered in the 1980s on this river. There's just so many different species of plants and animals that are either unique to their area or very rare and find the riverway home.
Talk about that buffer a little more. How was that land acquired or set aside to help protect the river?
There's a series of ways the river is protected. First of all, there is some that the National Park simply owns outright. There's also a series of state and regional parks. So Wild River State Park is also right along this riverway. But then there are also a whole lot of individual landowners that have scenic easements on them. So there are some restrictions on what that they can do on their own property in order to protect this river. So they can't, for instance, cut down trees. They need to keep a natural shoreline. All of those things really do help protect the quality of the water and the resources besides the water.
Talking to Deb Ryan, Executive Director of the St. Croix River Association, talking about the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway set aside, protected 50 years ago. Deb, you mentioned that public access was one of the key goals of this designation. Can you talk about what public access is like to the river now?
Oh, it's wonderful. You can go, and we'll go back to the Namekagon. About every, 3 to 4 miles, you'll find that you can enter this national park, and it's a free national park to anyone. So whether you're a kayaker, a canoeer, an angler, even a hunter, it's open to the public year-round, 24/7, and there are just so many different entry points that are available for people to use. It's very easily accessed. The other thing I really like about this river is it's open to so many different types of recreation. So the Namekagon and the Upper St. Croix are narrow and windy and shallow and really great for canoeing and kayaking with some Class 1 and 2 rapids. As you move down the river, then you'll see some John boats and some pontoon boats. And then as you get further down yet, you'll see some really large yachts that may go all the way to the ocean. So it's really an every man's or every person's river that you can enjoy in so many different ways.
What kind of things are you doing through the summer to mark the 50th anniversary?
Well, we had a premiere for the Wild and Scenic St. Croix movie. We'll be doing more of those. It's showing on Twin Cities Public Television right now, but we'll be debuting on Wisconsin Public Television soon as well. But during the summer season, when the water's open and it's so glorious, we do several day paddles or evening paddles or week-long paddles along the river. We do some hikes. We do some bike rides. All of those things you can find on our website.
And is there work that people can volunteer to do to help out the waterway?
One of the most important things that we're doing during this year-long celebration is helping people to find ways to be good stewards for this river. One of the really important ways that this river was protected was because there was so much collaboration. So there was the Park Service, the government that came in and helped. There was Northern States Power, who gave so much land in order to create this park. But it took all those citizens who cared, who really make the difference. So we're always looking for people to either, as they're out there, take care of the river themselves, or they can contact us, and we have a number of different ways where they can get involved.
And I understand you are encouraging especially younger generations to find their way onto the river.
We sure are. We're getting nervous that this next generation is not really getting out and playing the way some of us older folks did when we were kids. And so a lot of our activities are really focused on bringing out new audiences. And that might mean more diverse audiences as well. This riverway tends to be used by people who are my age and maybe a little older, maybe a little younger, but it's really important that the next generation and folks of all shapes, sizes, and colors get out and use it.
We also heard from John on Facebook, who wrote, "Fond memories of canoeing with fraternity brothers in the 70s. Do you maybe informally or formally collect stories from people who have enjoyed the river over the years?
We sure do. We have a Facebook page, too, and we collect them and we use them throughout our work. So we love hearing all those stories. And really, there are so many fantastic multi-generational stories. So like your fraternity brothers, that's one really good story. But a lot of people have come here with their great-grandparents, grandparents, parents, children, and now their grandchildren. So it can be multi-generational stories that we continue to hear.
Are there any challenges you see facing the waterway that you're worried about or working on?
Boy, we sure do see challenges. The three major program areas that we work in are invasive species, land and water protection, and then we do a lot of education and outreach. And the invasive species, boy, they just seem to be multiplying. So it's one of those things that we work really hard to minimize the impact that they have. A more diverse ecosystem will stay healthy longer, and it's really, really important for us. And then on the water quality side, we see obviously ag runoff is one of the concerns that we still have. Poor water quality coming in through some of the tributaries. So we work on runoff issues out in the upland and throughout the watershed. And then land protection, as the Twin Cities and other towns start moving out, maintaining that wild and scenic character that you now have is really critical and really, really tough, because everybody wants their piece of paradise. And if we have house after house, we don't have paradise anymore.
As we wrap up, are you going to get back out on the water this weekend?
You betcha I am. I plan to be out all weekend long, and I sure hope everybody does too.
Deb, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Deb Ryan is the executive director of the St. Croix River Association. We talked to her about the 50th anniversary of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway in northwestern Wisconsin. You can learn more about the Riverway's history and things to do there on the National Park Service website. We've got a link on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also check out the new half-hour-long documentary, The Wild and Scenic St. Croix, at the Wisconsin Public Television website. Go to videos.wpt.org and search for the title.